Here we go. Oh shit, wrong theme.
I'm sore loser.
I just had to do that, man. Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to episode 626 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, it was a week. Yes,
it was. An epic week.
Yeah.
A week of glory and stupidity. A lot of stupidity.
Okay.
We're used to that.
Lot to unpack here, Breakman. Glory, what do you mean?
Oh, he's gone, ding dong, the witch is gone.
The real question is he really gone, Break? Because there is a looming trial. What are your thoughts right now? You think it's
the Republicans still, no matter what he does, will still back. He's not even there anymore, and they're still going to protect him.
I have a feeling the same thing, but I did hear rumblings that people are telling Mitch McConnell. When the donors get involved and say that they're going to withhold money, then, you know, shit happens when that happens. You know what I'm saying?
But the problem is, like, the politicians have bigger backers than the normal donors that we see. Like, they've got I was reading about some of the backers of Okay, I got to look. He's got billion-dollar backers and hedge funds and stuff like that. Even if the advertisers and stuff back off of them, they're still going to get money. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but see, these people know no bounds to their greed, Breakman. So even losing one or two, you know, 20,000 donations here and there, they still feel that. You know, it's not – I mean, it's not set in stone. Like, I'm debating if they can get 17 and if they can get Mitch McConnell on board. Mitch McConnell's not on record, but behind the scene, he's like, I want him out. I want Trump out, because if they don't vote to convict, then he's still in the party, you know? And
Andy Harris is the guy. And the thing is, like, they've still got a lot of people that are supporting him. And like, Mitch McConnell's doing everything he can to try and delay the trial. I know we have good moves on that, in that front, but we'll get to that later. But I don't know. I think the Republicans are just gonna give him a pass. The same people who had 10 Benghazi trials are gonna give Trump a pass.
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack there, Break. I don't want to get into it right now. Maybe later in Stinkos and Sweetos we can talk a little bit about it. But we're going to have plenty of time because I think we're going to have a shorter show today. So we'll have plenty of time to discuss. But why don't we get started?
Do you got a poop or something?
No, if I did, I'd tell you guys.
As soon as the opening started, you're like, oh my God, I got to go. God damn it.
Welcome to RP Grinders and thanks for joining. We'll see you guys next week. You know, stay safe. You know, we want to see you back here next week. And that's it. And then play the outro music. And then that's the whole show.
Me and Eric are sitting there like, what happened?
Oh, he had to poop again. Yeah, exactly. No, you guys would know. I'd say I got to poop. And then just leave and go poop and let you guys handle things. All right, here we go, guys. The news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, first from RPG site, we've got Kowloon High School Chronicle, which is a re-release of an old PS1 game, but now it's coming to the Switch.
Oh.
In high def.
Ooh, so they did do some upgrades. I was going to say, I mean...
And it's been localized for the first time.
Yeah. What is it, man? What kind of game?
It looks like it's an adventure RPG dungeon crawler / hybrid type of thing.
Huh. Okay. That's
cool. Set in high school?
Oh, I think high school characters are involved, and
well, it's anime. It's always high school characters involved.
Yeah,
but it's called Kowloon High School, so the setting sounds like it's in that area of the world.
Okay. There's been some good teen-based games, like what was that? Corpse Party.
Oh, it's PS2, not PS1.
I was gonna say PS1, man. You know. No.
It kind of looks like it could be a PS1 game, though.
Yeah. Corpse Party is what I was talking about.
What I could tell, like, when you get into combat, you move a reticle and you can do headshots on enemies, but enemies seem kind of stationary, and the only time they'll attack you is if you give them a turn.
Gotcha. Okay.
But you can't be wasteful with your bullets since it's probably a limited supply.
Yeah.
Or you'll have to resort to melee combat, which, in case, I think the game turns into more of a dungeon explorer type of deal or Grimlock.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, what can we say now? I mean, I don't think any of us have played this game, so might be something neat to...
Oh, the full name of this game is Kowloon Yoma Gakuen Ki.
I should have let... you should have let Break say that, man. That would have been awesome. All right, Break. Anything else on this, Eric?
There is some voice acting, but it's entirely in Japanese. So it's kind of a bummer they didn't localize it into English.
Yeah, well, budget and all, you know. That's how it goes, I guess. All right, Break. What do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, XSEED Games announces expansion pass for Story of Seasons, Pioneers of Olivetown. Priced at $19.99, this expansion pass will include DLC coming in 5 waves of content, including new costumes, scenarios, locations, decor, and a few marriage candidates. Ooh, that's interesting. The expansion pass is also available as part of the Story of Seasons, Pioneers of Olivetown, plus expansion pack set, digital bundle for $69.99 on the Nintendo eShop. Let me see here. An expansion pass featuring content to be released in... Why am I repeating myself? Okay, well, I'm just going to... Here's what the stuff is. On April 1st,
you read shit like a teleprompter. You can't improvise.
That was a dig on you, Break. Are you going to take that?
Yes. Part 1 it comes out in April. Animal attire costumes for protagonists and marriage candidates. Olivetown Mystery Files sub-scenario. John, Mikey, and Cindy to discover the cause of strange incidents occurring across Olivetown in the very first mystery scenario in the Story of Seasons series. Okay. May is part 2, Windswept Falls expansion pack, exploring a refreshing brand new area home to 4 characters from a past entry on the 3DS. Okay, that's cool. And 2 new marriage candidates. Like, apparently you just marry everybody in this game. Part 3, school uniforms costume set for the protagonist and marriage candidate. Terracotta Oasis expansion pack, discover an exotic oasis home to 4 characters from Story of Seasons from the 3DS, and again, marriage characters. I'm just going to skip saying there's marriage candidates because they're in every one of these.
Yeah.
Yukata set is in July, costumes for protagonists. The legendary sprite dance sub-scenario, the Earth Sprite Village is livelier than ever, and the sprites are determined to revive their legendary dance and hold a feast with or without boss sprite's permission. Uh-oh. Well, you know what boss sprite is. Part 5 comes out in August.
So they have a Trump sprite, I guess.
Twilight Isle expansion pack, sail to an island bathed in twilight and meet the 4 characters from Story of Seasons, trio of towns that made it in their new home.
Twilight has infiltrated these games? Oh my god.
No, just it's something.
Oh, and there's more bonus DLC on the 23rd.
Yeah.
There's costume sets.
This is the first Harvest Moon Story of Seasons to have enough DLC that it warrants an expansion pass.
Yeah, it sounds interesting actually. Like, it's not like the normal run of the mill, you know, Harvest Moon like farming type sim. It sounds like they're adding a little bit of kind of beef to the game without, you know. It sounds okay. I mean, it's not. These type of games don't interest me, but obviously there's a big,
I like how they went back to the original art style of the series.
Yeah, looks okay, man. Looks okay from what I've seen. So, There you go. All right. Anything else?
If you're into that kind of thing, there's plenty of DLC coming out. I mean, yeah. It doesn't sound like it's a bad price. For $19.99, there's several scenarios.
Yeah, most expansion passes are $30.
Yeah, no, it sounds fair. I mean, you know.
If you like the game, this expansion does sound fair. Yeah. A lot of them don't. So.
Yeah, and that's something that we're always bitching about, like, you know, what's in DLC on the show, because, you know,
what do you think the cutest animal in the the story seasons franchises?
The cows are really cute, man. I mean, they're always cute. But I think either the cows or the llamas, or, you know. But, all right.
What about the cowbells?
Yeah, cowbells, too. Cowbells are the best. So there you go. I mean,
Bessie, get out of here, Bessie. Yeah. God damn it.
It's always, it's always refreshing to, like, praise a game for how much they charge for their DLC instead of bitching about it. You know, it's like,
but thank you for not being a ripoff like the other companies.
Yeah. Although that starting price for $60.99 with the expansion pass seems a little too high. For the $20 for the expansion pass doesn't sound too bad, you know. So especially with what you're getting, so it's cool. Good on you, Exceed and Marvelous. You know, good on you for doing that.
Thanks for not being a dick.
How to sell your Nintendo Switch game for next gen price?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. All right. Next story comes to us from RPG
Saving
site.
Yourself $10, so that's like worth it, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Kingdoms of Amalur: Re-Reckoning launches for the Nintendo Switch on March 16th. So it was previously released for the PS4, the Xbox One, PC on September 8th. I wonder why it's so long. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard, but whatever. So everybody knows about Kingdoms of Amalur. I did not get a chance to play this first time around. I'll wait for a sale, and then I'll probably pick it up on PS4 or 5, whatever. But
they didn't make a PS5 version.
I know, but I'll play it on the PS5. I no longer own a PS4, so, you know, got to play it how I can play it, Eric. But hopefully it'll have some enhancements on the PS5, like maybe a unlocked frame rate or, you know, stuff like that. But the remaster.
I think the game already played at 60, so, like, the only thing you could get maybe is a 4K resolution.
4K resolution and maybe, like, faster loading, I'm guessing. You know, so
faster loading is underrated.
It is. It's refreshing. I know you don't quite have a Series X.
I know. I'm fucking jealous. I'm sick of load times. Like, I've seen videos of how fast PlayStation 5 loads.
I'm not sure if the game, the PS4 Pro and Xbox One, have 4K support or not, but I'm pretty sure they do. But it's probably upscaled, and so true 4K support would be welcome.
That would be nice. Maybe they could patch that in later. But I am waiting for a sale on this game because I've heard nothing but good things about it, even when it came out years ago. So, all right, Eric, what do we got next?
We got Puzzle Quest 3. It's going to be a free-to-play game. So yay!
Yeah,
Puzzle Quest 3 for free! Yay!
I know, but you have to pay for all kinds of other shit. It's sort of like a Marvel.
As long as they don't introduce an obnoxious stamina meter, like Record Keeper or whatever, it'll be fine, I guess.
Yeah, Record Keeper, you had to play that for a long time for it to get a decent stamina bar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, once it started, and it's like, oh, two battles, and wait a minute, I can't do anything else? What do you mean?
Until tomorrow.
I can wait. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought Puzzle Quest 1 when it came out, because I thought it was a solid game. I didn't even know.
I hate all the story in it. Like, there is so much fucking story in that game. It drives me nuts. Like, I want to get to the puzzle. Come on. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. But to see that.
I don't care about your fucking elves. Let's go.
And that's the thing. I like the story in Puzzle Quest 1, man. I thought it was pretty decent. But
oh, yeah. If you want to play Puzzle Quest 1, you can get the remaster on Switch.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Puzzle Quest The Legend of Returns is what it's called.
Oh, cool. So there you go. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Oh, coming to us live from a loading screen. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. deck building roguelite Neoverse, now available for Switch, coming to PS4 in February. Oh, well, that's easy enough. Again, it'll be $24 in America and $17.49. That's pounds, right? And then euros. Okay, yeah, €19.49. So there you go.
Why is there such a disparity between euros and pounds? That's so weird.
Because they split off.
Because you can use euros in Britain, right? I'm pretty sure you can.
I don't think so. No,
that's what Brexit was all about.
Oh boy!
Like they don't want, they didn't want to be the United States, basically, which is what the European Union kind of was, in their mind, anyway. I mean, it really wasn't the same thing.
Even though the UK centralized government, the US.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Yeah. They screwed themselves out of a lot of money, man. I mean, they pulled a Trump move, basically. Of course, they have their own Trump over there. It's what's his name?
And trans people are fearing for their lives because a bunch of people want them dead.
Yeah. What were you saying, Brent?
Huge raise of populism over the last, 10 years or something. Well, not 10 years, 5 years maybe. Like this, it seems like an overreaction to some things. You know, like. Yeah, you know, maybe the anti-immigration people or something decide to go hard right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's the same here. Like, it was, you know, it's weird. Like, this Trump thing has been brewing for, 30 years, break? I mean, it really has, you know, and it, I mean.
I think the mid, when was Fox, mid-90s when Fox was given, the go-ahead to, you know, do whatever they wanted. Say whatever they wanted and still call themselves news.
Yeah, well, I mean, all the mainstream news is kind of that way, man. They just, you know, pick and choose. It's either centrist Democrats who never get anything done, or you get Fox News with the fascist Republicans. You know, I mean, those are your choices right there. You know, it's pretty sad.
What's worse is Fox News isn't even the extreme right anymore. They're OANN is so fucking worse.
Newsmax is the other one. You know,
they're worse too.
Newsmax is beating out Fox News now, man. It's kind of weird.
No, it's horrifying to think these farther right entities are gaining in popularity. Like OAN last year was trying to peddle a story that the coronavirus was created in a lab in North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy, man. It just all those stupid conspiracy theories, man. I mean, I have colleagues, you know, in the podcasting world that, you know, they do shows.
Is North Carolina conservative?
Yeah.
Why are they trying to suggest it was liberal?
No, it's leaning towards the liberal side of things now. Actually, Eric, it's weird. North Carolina, or as they say, North Kakalaki. You know, which is
what?
Yeah, it's changing. It's one of those almost purple. I mean, it still leans slightly red, but it's getting better, is what I'm saying, Eric. But anyways, we gotta move on here. Let's see, who did that story? I think
I did.
So it's my turn.
Also, I think most conservatives don't understand the difference between liberal and a leftist.
Yeah,
most political people don't seem to understand politics in general.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, people on the left or people on the right want to call every Democrat
they're
all socialists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, yeah, that's, sure. Joe Biden's a socialist.
Yeah, nothing could be further from the truth. He's most right leaning centrist Democrat you could possibly get. You know, it's so stupid, but. Whatever. Let's move on to... Well, we're going to talk more about politics here in a minute, guys. I promise. Moving on to a story from...
Unfortunately.
Exactly. Moving on to a story from Gamatsu. Utawara Rumono. Yeah, I keep on laughing, son of a bitch. I should have given you this story. Utawara Rumono, Mask of Deception. What Eric said, Mask of Deception and Mask of Truth delisted from PlayStation Store in the West as licensing expires. No word on whether the titles were
returned. Very long for that license, that's all I can say.
What's that?
The license didn't last them very long. I guess they only signed about 3 years.
That's so weird, man. Whatever. I mean, So dumb. Representative.
I guess it's because they saw it being it's the end of near the end of the life cycle of a PS4. Might as well only have a small contract.
I guess. I don't know.
But this just means that NISA is probably going to pick it up because they have the other two games.
Yeah. Representative for Atlus, which published both titles in the West, confirmed to Gamatsu that the titles were delisted because Atlus licensing rights expired. They didn't have any more information on whether they're going to return. It's just such a strange story. Usually they renew license. I mean, you can play these games on the PS5, I'm assuming. So, you know, it's like weird. But
I
had to buy Prelude to the Fallen on the eShop when it was still on sale for like $41 because it was not on sale for such a long time after it had a very small print run. Yeah. I couldn't pick up the physical copy when it was new.
It's weird. Like, we talk about licensing all the time with games, but it happens with movies all the time, and it involves like sales too. Like, I've been waiting. Like, I saw one time there was a bundle on Vudu for Wrong Turn series, you know, those Wrong Turn movies. And right now it's $45, but at one point I saw it down to $14.99, and I should have bought it. And I've been waiting because Bernie's been kind of wanting that that series of movies, but I don't want to pay $45 for it. You know, just wait till it goes back down. But it's all about licensing, and you know, just one of those things. So, you know, we'll see these games back at some point on, you know, some form for sure. So, all right, Eric, I think you get the last story.
Hold on, I screwed up something. The last story is that Tencent has bought majority stake in Clay Entertainment and load goddamn fucking videos.
You're having Breakman problems.
Sabotage.
Anyways, I don't know why, but whenever you relabel those things, it takes me forever to load an article.
Really? That's so weird. Okay, next week we'll test that theory, Eric. I won't mess with it next week. And see how it goes.
Tencent has entered into agreement to acquire majority stake in Don't Starve and Mark of the Ninja developer Clay Entertainment. They also made a game called, I think it was called, it had an S in it. I think it was called, I don't know, whatever. It was a beat 'em up.
Okay. Tencent's come out with some games. I remember that
sequel.
Name.
But I forget what the name of it is now. I don't want to have to think about it all and make you wait on air. But so according to the founder, Jaime Bigfoot King, developer will retail full autonomy of creative and operations across all aspects of the studio. Great. So it basically is dead now.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
Jaime.
Oh, not Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. I guess it's a nickname that he has.
Oh, I was like, what the? Did you really say his name was Bigfoot? Like, oh, okay, it's Bigfoot. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, these little companies have to like kind of consolidate a little bit to keep up with the big boys and girls of the world, you know. So, yeah, it's no big deal. I mean, it's just another acquisition, you know. I mean,
yeah, but Tencent's buying everything nowadays.
They are. It seems like they are. But, you know, it's not,
freaking Chinese monopoly.
Yeah. I hate monopolies
that. The problem isn't that they're Chinese. The problem isn't that they've got strong ties with the Chinese government, which is fascist.
I was going to say that's kind of racist there, Eric. But, you know, no, I'm just kidding, man. So, yeah, there you go. There's the news. I mean,
the Clay's basically become a mobile game developer, and they're probably going to make shitty mobile games now.
Probably. That's probably why they're acquiring them, so they can put out a bunch of shovelware and make a ton of money from it, but whatever. All right, homie discounts. Did you guys have any homie discounts other than our usual PS Plus for 30? I think it's down to $29.89 or something. I don't know. I didn't see anything major, although there is a PlayStation Store Plus, which there always is. By the way, that CD Key membership went up to 32 for some weird reason. I don't know why it fluctuates like that. So weird. There was a few games on the PlayStation Store that were under $20. I bought Death Stranding finally. So I'll get into that at some point, because it finally went to $20. And I got Control, which I'll...
You probably should have gotten the Ultimate Edition.
I did. I got the... It was $20 for the Ultimate Edition, so I'll
is
get
it
that.
Is it still $20?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it is, Eric. So I looked on the Xbox.
I think I might get the physical version, though, so I'll wait for that.
I'm done with physical shit. I'm never buying anything physical unless it's, you know... I mean, this generation is the last generation for me to buy anything physical. It just takes up too much room. But I did see on the Xbox, I think Control also was on sale, and a couple more sales there. So, Breakman, should I hit your music?
No. I was going to say on the Switch, on the eShop, there were the Konami compilations. Those were on sale for $5. I don't know if they're still on sale, but it was...
Ooh.
I would check today, maybe tomorrow.
What for which console?
Switch.
Yeah, they're not on sale anymore.
Oh, damn it. Sorry, everybody. Never mind.
Blame Break, man.
Unless they were really far down the list of games that were on sale, which I doubt because they usually put those on top.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were on sale for $5. Sorry, everyone.
Damn, that sucks. I would have bought those, but whatever. Thanks for telling me, Breakman. You're
welcome.
Yeah.
I think they're still on sale on PlayStation, but Switch, no.
Oh, okay. I might get them on the PlayStation then.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Thanks
okay.
for saving me, Eric.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds wants to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Just Code Vein. It's a fun game. It has some drawbacks to it, but for the most part, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
But one of the things that's kind of irritating me is I'm constantly having to go to a strategy guide to find out where I'm supposed to go next.
Yeah, that's what I did hear about that game. Like, it's hard to know. Like, And
you need the guy for that game?
Yeah. Well, I did.
To figure out where to go next, it tells me you need to go to this area is the most hint I get. Like, go to this map. Oh, yeah. Okay, now what do I do?
See, that's a problem I have.
What do I do?
That's
it. You do this.
Yeah exactly. Okay. What do you do?
It doesn't help at all.
you got to talk to more villagers, man. That's what you got to do.
No.
There's not really villagers. There's just there's the one hub, the home base. Yeah. You can go back and talk to your friends and shit. But
no,
you do have to go back to that Blood Key 3 Angel point where there was a locked door you couldn't open before.
Yeah, there's a valid, you know...
That's where the next levels in the game are.
That's been a few places like that. Like, I've had to go back to, like, there's a pit I have to jump down in one. There's another I had to trigger a statue. And then the cathedral, there were, like, two doors that opened up later on. Like, there's a lot of going back to old maps to get to new stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have much of a problem with backtracking. Like, Metroid Prime was pretty much backtracking the game.
Yeah.
This is kind of where Neo succeeds where the other games kind of fail. I mean, sure, the other games are going for an interconnected feel, but Neo has a mission-based structure.
Yeah.
So you never feel lost.
Yeah. That's a problem that I have with... I don't know if Code Vein is actually open world, but like open world games, I kind of have that problem with open world. I never know what to do next. You know, it's like...
It's not an open world. It's a hub base. So every level you go to is like you switch. You choose on a menu base.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I see. All right.
It's a cross between Neo's setup and Dark Souls setup.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Break, that you've been playing?
No, not really. Actually, I mean, I think I've gotten about halfway through the game at this point. Don't quote me on that. But I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah. All right.
Just
cool,
I finally have a character where I'm like, oh wow, this is kind of interesting. The villain, I like the villain. Like he's a fucking piece of shit evil type guy, you know, and he seems to enjoy it.
Those are the best ones, man. Like
the ones that're like, you know, whatever. You think whatever you want about me. Fuck you. I don't care.
Yeah, I like villains like that, man. That just don't give a shit and are just super evil and you know. I don't like the sympathetic ones. I like the ones that just do it just to be evil.
Oh, there's no sympathy. This guy, let me see, he liked to torture and experiment on children.
Ooh, yeah. I need to play that game, and I got to buy it for myself and run through that game. It looks fun. I mean,
and he liked to play psychological games with the children, like who wants to live? You gonna choose yourself or your friend? You know that kind of stuff.
Even worse, man.
Like he's like an asshole, and he seemed to enjoy himself, which I liked.
Yeah, that's good, man. All right, Eric, you're up. What you been playing?
I've been playing more Bravely Second, more Sekiro. I haven't had a chance to take on Ishin Sword Saint yet because I need all time in the day to do that, probably.
Yeah, for sure, man. That game is balls hard, man. Like
I did defeat Demon of Hatred, and I put the video on Twitter.
I saw that, Eric. That was awesome, man.
Because you can just cheese him and let him kill himself, but yeah. I decided to go for the legit way.
No, you did it the legit way, man, and that's a big accomplishment because that.
And here's a weird thing: I was playing New Game Plus, and Frank watched me play up to getting Ganitra and getting my ass handed to me because Ganitra is just a difficult boss for me in general.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he becomes really easy when you have to fight him as a part of the Ishin fight, which I think they should have patched the game to separate those two fights together.
Yeah.
After you've beaten him. Because it doesn't make sense to refight him all those other times.
Would you, Eric, I know you played all the Dark Souls games, including Demon Souls and, you know, everything, all, you know, Bloodborne, all that
but
stuff.
But I wasn't done describing why I was replaying the game from basically scratch.
Go ahead. Whoa, hold on. Did Frank actually interrupt Eric for once? Did this just happen?
Go ahead, Eric.
Anyways, the reason why I was basically replaying the game, a new game, is because I accidentally loaded my new game file from my PlayStation Plus account. And it was the wrong file. Because I think there's like several files that I could have picked from. I thought I picked the most recent one. So I was like, fine, I'll just replay the game again.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to fight... I don't want to have to do a New Game Plus 2 version of the Ishin Sword Saint fight.
Oh, God, yeah. And the only reason I know that is because I've seen plenty of playthroughs.
I mean, I'll probably do it anyway, but that'll be New Game Plus 3 at that point. But I'd do it just to see... how much more of a difference the additional attack power would give me.
Well, let me ask you this, Eric. Is Sekiro the hardest of the Souls-like games?
And maybe also to play the game in English for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But hardest?
Yeah.
I'd say so, but okay. I think it's kind of tied between certain parts of Dark Souls 3.
Yeah, Dark Souls 3 is
pretty especially brutal, the DLC. The DLC is brutal. I couldn't get through most of those bosses unless I had help from players.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the NPC summons. Because, like, there's only a few battles in that where you can have NPC summons.
Yeah. All right, anything else you've been playing, Eric?
I also played the Maiden demo for Resident Evil 8.
Yeah, and transitions into what I've been playing. I also played that demo, Eric, which we'll be talking in just in a bit in reviews, but played Call of Cthulhu, kind of got stuck. There's a chapter where you have to go up against this thing called the Shambler. And the process is easy. You just got to get this sacrificial knife and like, you know, cut the portrait, but man, getting to that point, man, you get seen by this Shambler thing and it gets you right away. So it's
what game?
Call of Cthulhu.
I never played that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's basic.
Isn't that one of those Focus Home games?
Yes, it's a Focus Home game and it's good. I don't want to do a review of it now. I'll wait. Hopefully
is it on sale at all?
It's on sale for $20, I think, now. I think it's worth it, Eric. I mean, the graphics aside, it's not the prettiest game you've ever seen, but, you know, I'll get into the review maybe next week if I finish it up, but I gotta get past this sixth chapter. And
so I got Remnants of the Ashes on PC through the Epic Game Store for free, but my PC probably can't play it well, so.
Yeah, probably not.
I've been kind of waiting for the inevitable PS5 remaster, because they just recently did a double pack I think they even did a physical bundle for it, call it the Complete Edition, but yeah. They'll probably do a Complete Edition for the PS5 and the Xbox Series X at some point.
Yeah. Freak says, I'm downloading the remake of Link's Awakening right now. Oh, that's a fun game, man. It's a real fun game. So have fun with that again. I'm sure you played it before, Freak, so you'll have fun with it again. All right, let's move on to...
RP Grinders reviews.
Break, did you have a review?
Oh, let me review the second season of The Boys.
Okay, go right ahead. I will take my headphones off.
I have seen the first few episodes.
Oh, of yeah. The game I was thinking about, I know its name now.
What?
It was called Shank and Shank 2.
Oh, Shank. Yeah, I remember those games. All right, Break, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I was going to say, I did watch WandaVision. I was wondering what you thought of it.
What are you talking about?
WandaVision.
Oh, WandaVision. I was going to do a review for that last week, Break, because I saw it before the show. Not
a review, a single episode?
No, they released two episodes last week, and there's a third this week. Just kind of the opinion. I'm just wondering kind of the opinion of it, because to me, the first two episodes were... They're boring.
Oh my God, Break, man. We think on this particular subject, I agree with you 100%. They were boring as fuck, man. Rebellious 002. Oh, Rebel Lust 002 is in chat. What's up, Rebel Lust? Put a big old happy Rasta happy face in there. What's up, man? Or woman. Link to the Past is the best, Freak 5 says. I agree with you 100%, Break. I was talking to Bernie about this very thing. I was like, okay, I understand kind of the aesthetic. They're going for like a 50s, you know, kind of sitcom, I Love Lucy vibe.
And they referenced in the first one was like, I guess the 50s and then the 60s and the 70s is this one of today. Yeah. I guess we're going to go with an 80s episode next week.
Yeah, but yeah, that's how it's going
to
go.
All these old shows that just... To me, like, they were never really funny to begin with, but they're referencing these and they're trying to riff on them, My Two Sons and stuff like that, you know?
It's My Three Sons, I'll have you know.
I knew I said it wrong as soon as I said it. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
What was that movie that they kind of made fun of? It was like it was with John Ritter. I can't remember the name of the movie, but it would like he got sucked into the TV.
Oh,
and
I love that one. Switching channels.
Yeah, at the end they like made fun of all the names of those, and one of them was like My Three Sons of Bitches. You know, it was.
Yes,
I thought it was fun.
I fucking love that movie.
It's a great movie, man. It's an underrated gem of a movie.
It's kind of hard to watch now with like knowing child molester.
Knowing that Lucifer was played by a guy who's child molester.
Yeah, I know, man. That's But it, I mean, the movie was
runs a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the movie was fun.
Yes, I love that movie. Too. What were we talking about? I forget. No, but WandaVision, like the first episode was like all those 50s sitcoms, and the second one was like Bewitched and I Dream a Genie and stuff like that. Yeah. And
I agree with you, Break.
I
mean,
funny. They weren't like it didn't seem like it was building much towards anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From what I could tell, it was a Family Guy situation. It'd be like, hey, remember this?
Yeah. They're leading to something is all I can say, Break, man. And I was talking to Bernie, but Bernie loved it. Because she likes all that campy, like, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s type shit.
I wonder what Mrs. Brinkman would think about it, because she loves, like, I Love Lucy.
She would have liked it. Like, it was campy and, like schlocky, like how that stuff was back in the day. But I agree with you.
I liked like, Bewitched and I Dream a Genie. I especially really liked Bewitched when I was a kid. I just, like, this – in the second episode heavily referenced, like, Bewitched. And then it just – It was boring.
It was. I agree with you. But there are little tiny snippets of things that you will see. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody. But that's kind of intriguing. But I agree with you 100%, Break. Like, they were boring as fuck. There was nothing – there's no hero value to any of this unless it leads somewhere spectacular, which is what I was telling Bernie. Like, I want to see –
That's what my question's about.
What's that? Eric?
That's what my question's about.
What's your question?
Whether or not... Do you think that X-Men villain Mordo is going to be like the villain here, and that's why there's all this weird TV shit's going on.
I'm hoping, because Mordo is an interesting villain for sure. So
I think a lot of it looks like it's happening under Sword's authority.
Yeah, that's true too. So I really don't know where they're going.
Just, like, this seems like a really weird way to introduce a Sword to the MCU, but
yeah. Yeah, it is a weird thing, break. But if it leads to that, I'd be okay with it. Freak 5, you son of a bitch, you're exiled. He says Frank didn't like WandaVision because he lived in the times that they were referencing and didn't like seeing powerful women in those. Yeah, how dare you, Freak 5? How dare you?
I remember that. Well, I don't remember those times, but I can imagine, like, back in the days, like, when women started wearing pants, like, Frank threw a fit.
No, actually.
What I can say is
I think opposite.
MCU Wanda is better than more actual Marvel Comics Wanda.
That's debatable, Larry. Well,
just because it's Elizabeth Olsen, maybe.
Oh, God, she's so
not just
hot.
That. It's because, like, isn't the comic book version of Wanda kind of insane?
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that. But that's what made her interesting, Eric. I don't think she's super interesting in the MCU, to be honest. Although I do think Elizabeth Olsen is, man, she is one heck of a pretty lady, for sure.
Yes, that is, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's got a unique look about her that makes her one of the best-looking women on the planet right now, man.
Yeah, exactly,
She's something else for sure. Anything else, Break?
No, I'll say the third episode. It seemed like they started to actually get to the point. Maybe it seems like the next episode there's going to be actually some things happening.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
Yeah, I'm going to finish up The Boys for next week, guys, and then we can finally.
Yeah, because there's there's somebody on Twitter who said something like, I just immediately, like, what the fuck, man? Like, I had to throw a complaint about this guy. But since you haven't seen it yet, you'll have no idea what the reference is. But they said their tweet was, Stormfront was right.
I have no idea what that means right now, but I'm sure I will.
I can't run it for you, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
But,
yeah. All right. Okay. Man,
like
that
Stormfront
showed...
did nothing wrong.
You know what
I think was the exact wording. Stormfront did nothing wrong.
I read the comics, a lot of the comics, so I know what that's kind of in reference to, but I'm like, I'm thinking right now that person might be out of their mind, but, you know, we'll see. I got to watch.
Well, you can just imagine, of course, like they're Trump supporter type.
Oh, there you go. That says it all right there, man. I mean...
But like just that blatant, like, oh my God.
And that same person would probably think Homelander is the greatest thing ever. You know, it's like, come on.
Although that guy's pretty fucking great, I gotta say. Like, he does a good performance as an asshole.
Oh, he's so good, man. Like, he wasn't even that good in the comics. I don't remember him being that fucking good. But that guy who plays Homelander is man, he plays that character perfectly. Like, it couldn't be better.
Is The Boys a DC or, like, whatever comic?
I think it might be... What? Okay, The Boys. Let me reference that.
It's a direct takedown of DC, like, Justice League.
Yeah.
No,
I don't
so
think
it be,
is DC
so
or
be,
Marvel.
Would it be an Image, then?
No, hold on. I'll find out for you. It's,
I don't think it's either of those two. I don't know.
It could be Dark Horse.
Aren't they owned by DC?
It was originally published by Wildstorm, which is DC, before moving to Dynamite Entertainment. So there you go. It's a great, it's a great comic book. And you know what, Break? Is so far of what I've seen, the show does not go nearly as far as the comic when it comes to sex and like adult type themes, like not quite to that level, but it's still really good, man. I'm really enjoying this.
There is some a lot of good gore in the second season.
Yeah,
so maybe that'll might make you happier.
Of course, yeah, of course. The first season had some good gore parts, but
it seems like they kind of upped the ante in the second season. They're it's the funniest gore I've seen since Ash versus Evil Dead.
Yeah, it's really good. Then I mean, I haven't finished season two, but I'll finish it for next week, and then we'll discuss. All right, next thing to discuss is a review. of the RE8 demo. I know Eric and I played it because it's exclusive to the PS5 for whatever weird reason. But it was a very short demo. It's only like, what, 3.5 gig, Eric, somewhere around there.
Yeah, and it'll last you about 30 minutes.
Less than that. I mean, I finished that thing.
It depends how slowly you go.
Yeah, I finished.
You know, 30 minutes sounds about right for a demo.
Yeah, I think it's less
but
than
I'm
that.
I'm just saying from an outside perspective, maybe I'm wrong.
No, it leaves a lot to be desired, though. But they're calling it like a visual showcase, and that's exactly what it is. It's not much of a demo. There's no combat. It's just basically to show off how good it looks. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, it's probably one of the best looking games I've ever seen. If the final product is any indication, if this is an indication of the final product, then people are going to be real happy visually. It is stunning. It is, I'm pretty sure I saw a Digital Foundry thing on it. I think it's native 4K and 60 frames per second. Of course, that's with like nothing going on. Like there's no combat really. There's just a short sequence, which it lost a little bit of frames, but I couldn't notice anything. Like I don't know. It looks super smooth to me. There's nothing very major to say about it. You just basically go through a house. The house looked like the mansion from Resident Evil 1, and it's spectacular. We've finally gotten to the point where pre-rendered shit. You know how good? Do you remember the RE remake on the GameCube break?
Yeah.
Okay,
that was great.
It was great, right? And at the time we thought, wow, these pre-rendered graphics are fucking amazing, which they were for the time. Take that up about 5 to 6 notches. And that's what you get in game.
So the re-remake of Resident Evil is even prettier.
Oh, it's dude, it's I don't think it gets much better than this, to be honest. I'm sure, you know.
So in like 10 years, we're gonna get like real live actors. I'm
sure.
Of Resident Evil.
I don't think it gets much better than this. I mean, I visually, it is super striking. Like when you look out at the mansion, it reminded me of the mansion in RE1. It's not the same one, but. Might as well be, man. It was spectacularly gorgeous. Not much to say in the way of gameplay. It's first person. The ray tracing is amazing. Even though it was kind of a scaled down ray tracing for this particular demo, but the lighting effects, I mean, everything about this demo is just beautiful.
Did you turn ray tracing on? Because I didn't bother with anything. I just started playing.
It was just on. It was just on automatic, man. I mean, everything was set the way that it's supposed to be.
Because with Spider-Man, you have to choose between ray tracing or 60 frames.
No. This is your ray tracing is on. Now, whether or not you had, you know, an OLED TV to like really see like the HDR and all that shit, that's a different story.
Yeah, I don't have HDR.
Yeah, I do, and it made a big difference. Like I turned it off and on, and it makes a big difference. This is the first time.
It's Eric's turn to buy a new TV.
Yeah, Eric, it's your turn, man. Buy a new TV.
I just bought one last year.
I know. You just bought one, man. No, it's fine. It's not. I mean, HDR is just basically like black levels to make things have more depth and stuff like that. And it, man, there's a point where you walk through this room where there's this kind of, what would you call it? Like a mosaic, not a mosaic, one like a big panoramic, like work of art. I don't even know what you would call that, but.
A mural, but
like with 3D elements to it, like where it's like kind of statuesque, where you know you look at the face of it.
That'd be a fresco then.
A fresco, yeah. That's there. You go, Eric. There you go. And it looked beautiful. You know, every detail. I mean, it's just wonderful little demo to show you the visual impressiveness of that game. And it's only going to get a little bit better. I'm curious to see combat. I know they showed off combat last year, but that was for, I think, PS4.
Yeah, a little bit with the little direct they did yesterday.
Yeah, I did see that, and it looked great. You know, I can't wait till Digital Foundry gets their hands on it because they do a really bang-up job of, you know, breaking down frames per second, stuff like that. But, man, it's one of the most beautiful little demos I've ever played. Not much substance to it, but, man, I'm intrigued. And if you have a PS5, download it. It's available now, which was surprising. And play it. It's only, well, it should only take you about anywhere between 15 and 30 minutes. Super quick, little, you know, it's got like basically one puzzle to it and stuff like that. But the atmosphere is there. The graphics are amazing. And I can't wait. I mean, I'll wait for a sale, but, you know. But we need to...
Or you could just wait for the, like, the gold edition comes out, because we know there's going to be DLC for this game.
Oh, there. Yep, of course. Of course. Eric, did you have any other thoughts on the demo?
No.
All right. Any other reviews that you got, Eric?
No.
All right. You, Break, any other reviews? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, you're up.
All right, one's a minor annoyance, and it's with Game Pass dumping Final Fantasy 15 so suddenly.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Yeah, they're dumping it at the end of the month, so that's not enough time for me to go through all the DLC or anything, so I'm just like, well, fuck.
That sucks.
You gonna buy at this point?
I don't know. The DLC maybe or something. Maybe it'll come back to Game Pass at some point. I don't know.
That's
if
weird.
Not, I'm just gonna not worry about it. Just move on. There's other games to play.
That's weird, man. That I would think that would be a permanent staple of their.
Yeah, since they have, especially since they really haven't added any other Final Fantasies yet.
I know, like, man.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, they got Dragon Quest on there, which is pretty awesome. Maybe I'll play that next.
Freak can't think of any Sweetos this week. Damn, you must have had a rough week, Freak 5. All right.
Bro, what are you fucking talking? You are a liar, Freak. You know for a fact you can think of a Sweeto.
Oh, there's at least one, Freak 5. One big one I'm sure you can think
okay,
of.
So anyway, let's go back to the my Stinkos, because this is all about me, not Freak. I'm just kidding, Freak. I'm just kidding. But anyway.
He wasn't kidding.
I'm not kidding. No, I mean, I was kidding. Damn it. I'm all screwed up now. Today, Hank Aaron died.
Oh, man, that's
I'm
a big one.
I'm also calling him Hank Aaron.
Yeah,
why.
Hank Aaron died today, everybody. It's sad, man. I mean, he was 86. Was there a cause of death? I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either.
I mean, I hope it wasn't COVID-related. Like, I had somebody, like, an that I used to be really close to that just passed away today from COVID, and it sucks, man. Yeah,
yeah, really it sucks. Art.
It's all right. It's all good, man. What else?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Fox News and, you know, obviously they immediately jump on attacking the other side and everything like that, and the right have been screaming for unity. Now that Trump's out of office.
Oh, yeah, of course, now.
They want to play absolutely nice. They don't want any of the name mudslinging and stuff. While insulting Democrats, they're saying, hey, you Democrats are always calling us stupid names and stuff. We can't have that. We got to have unity. Like, realize 4 years of Trump calling anybody he wanted a dick or whatever just –
yeah,
like,
that didn't mean anything to those
pieces like
of shit.
You guys are the biggest fucking hypocrite pieces of shit ever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we knew this all along, but you know, Democrats aren't much better, man. They'll throw mud and, you know,
I'm not saying they are. Like I'm not a Democrat, obviously. But just this week the absurdity of the Republican Party and like their defense basically everything they can to it's supporting Trump.
Yeah.
It's still, like, even though he's not the president anymore, they're still trying to defend him.
Well, Eric and I were kind of talking about this before we got on the air break, and I'm curious to hear what you think about this. Do you think the Senate's going to convict or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. I actually think that there's a chance, or it gets real close. It should just be a no-brainer, and everybody but the 10 idiot Tea Party senators should be the only ones that vote not to convict. I know it's not going to be that way, but, you know, if they can get, like, enough support from, like, the
donors. I think they need 16 or 17 Republicans to support it, something like that.
17. They need 17.
17, okay.
Yeah.
The Republican Party has been so full-throated for supporting Trump, and they have been – bashing anybody who's denounced Trump at this point.
If it
would they've gone full force against him, and it's not just – and that's why I added Fox News to this and OAM and Breitbart's, because it's not just the other Republicans. It's the news media is doing it too. They're telling they're telling all the listeners and viewers, like, you got – like, that we can't vote for these Republicans anymore. Here's the thing. They're not Rhino, Republican in name only.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of Democrats like that too, like Joe Manchin and Joe Biden and Kristen Sinema in Arizona, and, you know, people like that that are Democrats in name only, and they vote almost all the time Republicans. And the same thing with, like, some Republicans that are – that in name only, you know, they're just themselves and not, you know, don't give a fuck about anybody else, which is most of them, to be honest with you. But what I was going to tell you,
and their best defense is to defend Trump because, you know, money,
of course. Yeah. But here's the thing, like, Mitch McConnell behind the scenes can't stand Trump. And if it was up to McConnell, then Trump would be out. They would convict. Right. But that's going to be the fascinating thing about this break, which we might be in for a surprise. Like, they might get there and convict him and get him. Because here's the thing. Trump is a dividing divisive nature could only be bad for Republicans going forward. And I think Mitch McConnell realizes that. So, you know, it's going to be fascinating.
I think there are so many Republicans that have gone the other way where they think Trump is the – if we can't right. do it without Trump.
Right, right. They were licking his boot. Like, here, Freak 5 says Republicans ignored the 8 years of insulting Obama while they defended Trump. Exactly. I mean, it goes back and forth, Freak 5, like over and over. He says Republicans have been deep-throating Trump for the last 4 years. There's no question about that. Like, and but there are some that are leaving the ship. Mitch McConnell at the top of that heap, man. Like, he really can't stand Trump, and he knows.
But they, like, there's too many of the people that are just hard-lined, and it seems like the crazies are just getting more and more powerful. And the farther away we get away from the insurrection, and the more it's out of people's, like, front and center.
See, this is why it's important to convict Trump, in my opinion, because you do that, you send a very, very deep message to any other potential Trumps that you better tread lightly, because if you don't, you know, you'll have the same fate waiting for you. And the same thing with all these Capitol rioters. They all need to be brought to justice, man. Like, there can be no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Anybody that stepped foot inside that Capitol when it wasn't warranted or invited them, then they should be in trouble. You know, I don't care if it's a slap on the wrist or, you know, 3 years in jail, you know, for certain ones, like the idiot in the in Pelosi's desk. Now, I can't stand Nancy Pelosi personally.
Not me either.
But, you know, to put your foot up on that desk and steal mail and steal laptops and shit like that is just really ridiculous. And then Freak says, LOL, which says a lot if you remember what Stormy Daniels said about his penis. People don't like to admit that they are wrong. That's true, Freak 5. I mean, everybody has that, you know, about them where they don't like, even myself, you know, but
it's like me calling out Rob about Obama.
Yeah, oh, man.
He denied me, and I spewed off a bunch of things off his tweets because he said if I engaged him about it, he'd block me. So I took it to Twitter without mentioning him.
Yeah.
And listed off all the reasons why, gave him a week to apologize for the way he treated me. And I was like, fuck this. I don't need this abusive relationship. You know, I'm leaving GOG.
It's like a lot of Democrats, though, Eric. They think that they're righteous just because they hold some ideals. They clutch their pearls when it comes to things like identity politics and you know, shit like that, which we all should be just conscious of that regardless of party, you know. But they hold on to these small things and they don't think bigger, like more minimum wage.
Yeah, I don't care if you think that Obama falsely – yes, he falsely took credit for gay marriage, but that doesn't absolve him of all the bullshit he did in the 8 years up to that.
Right, right. Exactly.
He did it in his final year of term.
Right. And but see, there's on the opposite side of that, he brought us from 2 to 7 wars, which is ridiculous. And he droned innocent civilians, including an American citizen. But we don't.
Chelsea Manning in jail.
Yeah, we don't care about any of that because, of course, it was
also
a
gaslit
person,
you know. Flint people.
Yep, he gaslit
did
them
to help them.
Yeah, he went to Flint, Michigan, and drank a cup of water that obviously didn't come from one of
and
the
he didn't
townspeople
really drink
faucets.
It. He imitated sipping it.
Right. So, you know, that's just BS, and I'll never. Those people will never forgive him for that.
Fucking
black, white, or indifferent
man.
Yeah. Exactly. Freak Five says, my mom, while agreeing with the Democrats' view of COVID, keeps pointing out that at the beginning of the pandemic, the Democrats said it wasn't a big deal. I don't remember Democrats saying it wasn't a big deal. I remember the Republicans saying that. You know,
there were, like, Nancy Pelosi downplayed it. I do remember that.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's a piece of shit. So, I mean, you know, get what you can from her. I told her you need to correct yourself when you are wrong. They didn't know how bad it was and corrected themselves. See, that's
right.
True, too. I mean, and Trump had every opportunity to do that, and I'm surprised he didn't do that because if he would have done that one thing, like took COVID seriously and not, like, brushed it under the rug, mm-hmm. he might have been the president now.
He would be the president now,
yeah.
I think, if
yeah.
he treated it like it was real.
Yep.
And, you know, he was the one who told everybody we need to do these lockdowns and stuff like that. His idiot followers would have listened, you know,
yeah.
because it's him telling them.
Yep, yep. Okay, anything else on that break?
No, I'm disgusted by something, by 70 million people, apparently.
Well, that's what did I say, Brake Man? Like, the first time if you voted for Trump, I don't blame you because he was saying a lot of shit, and he was...
He's a con man.
Yeah.
And he was going off the popularity of his game show.
Right.
So, like, I can get him suckering a lot of people.
Right. The second time around,
not
though,
us,
after knowing what everything that you knew in 4 years, and you still voted for the guy, that makes you a racist. You're a racist piece of shit if you voted for him the second time. And I don't care what you say. I don't care what anybody says. Like, that's just, I mean, it. At this point, isn't it fact? Like, he was a racist piece of shit before he even thought of being the president. And he was a racist
Like way back in the 90s or something.
No.
What's worse is the people who didn't vote for him the first time and did the second time.
Right. Exactly. Those people are even worse.
All I'm saying is he was racist back then
and he literally hasn't changed since.
Right. Yeah. He's never changed, man. He was a slumlord. His dad was a slumlord. Like the apple didn't fall far from the tree. I mean, I think you can go back on RP Grinders, and I think I've even mentioned Donald Trump a time or two about how what a piece of shit he was to begin with. You know, anybody that wants to murder people for being innocent is just beyond me, man. Like I hate when they call him Central Park Five. I don't know all their names, but they should be called by their names. But they're known collectively as the Central Park Five, which makes them seem like outlaws when they did nothing wrong. They were walking through Central Park and, you know, 12 years later in jail, and they were proven innocent. Even the woman said they were innocent. And, you know, he still wants to murder them because he feels in his mind, and he's been on record as saying this, that they probably did something wrong. So that's why they should be in the electric chair, according to Donald Trump.
Free Fry's a little off. He says the pandemic would be done. No, it wouldn't be done. It's just we would actually have been able to take care of it for us. But
no,
the rest
he
of
makes
the world would still have a problem.
No, he makes a good point though. If we were given $2,000 per person at the beginning of the pandemic, I mean, most of us could have stayed home if they shut all the businesses down, and that pandemic would have been nowhere near the heights that it got. 400,000 people later. We probably could have minimized it to 100,000 or less, which is still too much. But, you know.
Well, like, it's kind of a reasonable expectation given how large the U.S. is, though.
Yeah.
I remember how hard it was to find things like toilet paper at the gang. Because there was no, like, set date as to what was going on. Nobody knew for sure. So people went out and hoarded as much
as they
could.
I don't know what
toilet paper has
to do with not breathing on people, but whatever.
Yeah.
pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm sorry, pre-lockdown went and, you know, there were people that went and bought like 20 packs of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Went and stocked up and hoarded it.
Yep.
And obviously a lot of people were out of toilet paper.
Yeah, and then they had those stupid, and what's even worse is you had the price gougers that on purpose bought that much, not out of fear, but because of money motives, and that's even worse. You know, if you're just hoarding shit because you're afraid, that's one thing, but if you're hoarding shit to sell it to desperate people for way more money, that's like, I mean, that's capitalism, you know, to the T. You know?
What was that company got in a lot of trouble for? Menards. Menards got in a lot of trouble for marking up, I think, water or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Water, toilet paper, something like that. One of the things that was running short.
Yep.
Because, you know, our government just didn't – there was no plan. It was just like, you know, everybody do whatever.
Right.
It was basically told to do it, whatever.
Yep.
That was what Trump did for – the entirety of the pandemic. He did not take any responsibility. He let each state handle it. And when things went wrong in the states, you know, he just blamed it on the states, not the fact that it should have never been in control of the states. But,
I hope America lasts long enough that that we get a president who was a gamer and can, like, just make scalping illegal.
Yeah.
In all forms, and especially when it comes to, like, stuff like the PS5 and Xbox Series X fiasco.
Right. I agree. I mean, it's a first world problem, Eric, but your point's very well taken. You know, I mean, we got bigger problems like homelessness in this country, which I don't understand why we even have one homeless person in this country, let alone the millions that we do. No veteran should ever go without housing and food and shelter, you know, all that stuff. Like, I still don't understand that. You know, they give them the fucking GI Bill. Big fucking wow. You can go to school afterwards, I guess, but, you know, still. Let me look at, I want to get caught up on chat here. While talking about how Trump had a travel ban at the beginning, which he supported, but then ignored how shitty he has been since. Let's see. No, even the people who voted for Trump the first time are shitty people. The moment that Nazis showed up at Trump's rally and Trump and the Republicans didn't denounce them, you became a shitty person. Not necessarily, Freak Five, because
that just means you're really, really stupid and gullible.
Your
thing is,
yep.
I'll let Frank finish.
Also unwilling to, you know.
No, here's the thing. Trump,
or incapable of thinking for yourself.
I can understand why people voted for him the first time because.
Yeah.
The populist message that he was given, it was, in essence, it was the opposite of Bernie Sanders, which I fully supported Bernie as president. I think he would have beat Trump the first time, and he would have obviously been our president today instead of the zombie we got in there now. But I just think that it was the right message at the right time for that particular part of our nation. Like half it, whether you like it or not, I know that there's, you know, a certain amount of independence in this country. I happen to be one, but there's, I mean, it's pretty much 50-50. If you look at the electoral map, if you look at population wise, it's not even close. There's more Democrats than Republicans. It's not even close. But just the way things work out, it's 50-50 in this country. That's the way it is. So their thinking was this guy's saying the right things, that he wants to make America great, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, you know. No, I agree, Freak Five. If Nazis are on your side, you're wrong. But right. they
But just think about it. Trump had a lot of minority support at first. Originally, like, he had, like, you know, when I say minority support, I mean, like, celebrities.
Cuban support.
Right.
Supported Trump.
Right. Like Omarosa and stuff like that. And then obviously, this election, we had, like, Ice Cube and
the D-listers.
I know, like, old rappers were defending him. But back then it was like Omarosa was like at the time pretty big reality TV star, stuff like that. Like,
or Kanye, you had, you know, Kim Kardashian. I'm sure
support from famous name minorities at the time because he was a con man. He was fooling people.
No, there's no question. You know, and you know what?
And I was saying in chat, like, I used to do sales, so I can see people. Like, I've seen Trump's type. He tells people exactly, in like a one-on-one, he'll sell you anything because he'll tell you exactly what you want to hear.
He tells you what you want to hear. Exactly right.
And that was another point I was going to say about the whole Nazi thing. Like, if you actually go back and check Trump's speeches, he's denounced Nazism and white supremacy at certain times.
Yeah.
The thing is, Trump talks out of both sides of his mouth.
Right. It depends
on who. He tells everybody what they want to hear.
Right. He's, I mean, Trump is, Trump is one of a kind, man. But in the same sense, he's a con man, and he's like every other con man. You know what I mean? Like, that just, he capitalized on his fame. That's all, man. And why he's famous, I don't know, because he doesn't, to me, he's not very funny. There's it's just show. It's a dog and pony show. You're right, man. It's just a dog and pony.
Like I said, because that stupid show, he had a lot of like, he had a lot of celebrity support.
And you know what's funny? That show sucked. Have you ever seen that show, man?
No, because I didn't like Donald Trump before.
Like, I didn't either.
Anytime I'd seen him before, I'm like, this guy's an asshole. And then there was the whole trial where he raped his wife.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, I don't want to do anything with that guy.
No, I watched it a couple of, because Penn was on that show, Penn Jillette, who I like as a magician and as a skeptic and stuff. But and I think he got all the way to the final two. But anyways, that aside, like that. That show just sucked, man. Like, he made his own rules as he went along, like he always does. And he's just a piece of shit. I've always known he's a piece of shit. Like, did you ever hear the story of him, like, walking in on, like, the Teen Miss USA?
Oh, my God, yeah. And I heard, like, right-wing conspiracy – or, like the right-wing radio is defending him. Oh, it's so funny. He walked in on models and stuff like that. No, he walked
it's not
in
funny.
On naked teenage girls,
right.
You fucking
girls.
Sick bastards.
Right. It's like when they try to normalize rape in the mainstream media newspapers and stuff like that. They always say they don't even say sexually assaulted. They don't even call them girls, which is what they are. Like the whole Epstein thing, they always say young women. No, these were girls. You know, that's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right. So Freak says, I'm an optimist. I do think the current Republican Party is dead. There's a caveat to that, Freak Five. I will agree with you. Yeah. I will agree with you if they do not convict Trump. If they convict Trump, it's business as usual for the Republican Party.
Well, I don't know about that because Trump is actively trying to create his own party right now.
Yeah, well, good
the
luck with
Patriot
that.
Party.
Good
well,
luck with
he's
that.
He's already got his MAGA people are on board and stuff like that. But I'm saying he's going to if he's not getting his way, so he's going to make the Republic – he's going to make everybody pay is what he's doing. He's getting revenge on anybody, and he blames the Republican Party for – you know, because they survived and he didn't.
Yeah.
He's pissed.
Here's the thing, Brake. If that happens, if he does, which it's super hard – I mean, we've seen – I've talked about this. Like, the Green Party is not a viable party, you know. There's no – I mean, we need more parties. So that's probably a good thing because there'll be probably a progressive left to combat that one, the Patriot Party, I guess, is what he's calling it. But, you know, it just – it's ludicrous that we don't have 4, 5, 6, 7 parties in this country. It's just morally irreprehensible. All the 18 to 20-year-olds who lived through high school shootings and were ignored by Republicans because of their fears of being shot are now voting. I agree, but with gerrymandering, Freak Five, they can just mitigate a lot of that. You know, like I said, the majority of these people lean in the Democratic way of thinking, like the vast majority. I think it's not even close, but the way that they gerrymander and they suppress votes and all this shit.
Bad in Ohio, like they like to connect the city with like the most rural parts of it. Like, how are you getting from here to that part of the state? What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. This demographic rarely voted. Them voting now will have a major impact if they continue voting. That's wishful thinking, Freak Five. Like I said, the Republicans have so many tricks up their sleeves. It's not even funny, man. They're just
and not only that, we discussed it last week. They've got the media.
Yeah,
for the most part, like there is no real like left media.
Yeah, no, I agree. There is no left media at all, especially not
you
progressive.
You can't count TYT because they're fucking centrist.
They're centrist. They lean slightly left, Eric. But I agree with you, man. They sold out. All right, Eric, you're stinko.
They're basically the Lincoln Project without.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
No, they basically are the Lincoln Project.
Yeah. They're
and
the.
I
the,
think because you don't.
The,
we don't...
I think the only thing that sets them apart from the Lincoln Project is they're not supporting the GOP.
Right. Right. What are you saying?
And it would be fine, like if we had just they're the only one network with one of their political opinions. But the thing is, like, do we have these right wing networks that are just spewing fucking lies, like flat out lies, and trying to fuel the flames? Like they are still on the whole election fraud bullshit.
Two-party system that's run by donors is going to be the death of this nation, Break. It's sad, but we really do. We need third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh parties, and we need to get money out of politics.
Money out of politics. You've said it a billion times. Yep. And we're talking about pre-show. Like, I was talking about one politician who's getting, you know, billions of dollars.
Yep.
He's getting hundreds of millions of dollars. No, sorry.
Yeah. Like, no, no.
He's getting millions of dollars from billionaires, basically.
Yep.
And these are, like, hedge fund people and stuff. They're not – they're rich to be rich, basically.
Right. The greed never ends, man. Freak 5 actually says something that I thought about, too. He says, we need to get rid of parties, period. I agree. Without a D or a fucking R next to your name, then things might be better, and you might vote on somebody based on their principles and not their political ideology, you know. All politicians should get the same amount of assistance from the government and should run on their views and not on a party. I couldn't agree more, man. Platform over platitudes any fucking day of the week, Freak 5. Any day, for sure. All right, Eric, you're up. Stinko.
Stinko, I got a couple. One is I have to work on Saturday again.
Ugh, that sucks, man.
And the other is Vicarious Visions has been bought by Blizzard.
Oh,
rest in peace.
Yep. See you later, Vicarious Visions, because anything that Blizzard buys basically becomes nothing. Fuck, that sucks. Okay.
And at least with Microsoft, they have a chance to actually do something once in a while. But
yeah.
No, not with Blizzard. Blizzard will destroy them.
Yep. It's the EA curse, man, you know. Blizzard and EA are kind of the same. You know, they buy up these companies and they get rid of them. I thought of a stinko, Freak 5 says, go for it.
I mean, they're still going to have work, but they're only going to be helping with development of other Blizzard games,
yeah.
Not their own.
Yeah, that's sad, man. That sucks. Mine is, I'm going to go a little different here, Brake. Biden already capitulated down to $1,400 instead of $2,000 survival checks, so that was a thing. I mean, it went from, I promise, $2,000. That was, you know, the reason that the Georgia senators won is because they ran on the $2,000 checks being day one, and now it's down to $1,400. So the Democrats lied, too. So fuck them, fuck Biden, fuck the Republicans, fuck Trump, fuck Mitch McConnell, every last one of them. None of them are working for us. They're working for themselves. That's it. And I'm including the squad in that because they don't give a fuck either. Let's see. Frank said he would send me
AOC
something.
AOC gaslights people daily.
Frank said he would send me something after he found out it was my birthday a couple weeks ago. It must be stuck in the mail. What happened the first time, Freak 5? Like, I had something come up first, but I will send you something. Send me your address again in Twitter, Freak 5. I know I should have this by now, but send me your address again, man. I'll send you a late birthday present.
You're going to turn him into Stan.
Pretty much, man. What do you? I mean, it's my evil plan. Shut up, Brake, man. What are you trying to do here? Jesus Christ, you're trying to expose the plan? You know the plan.
Sorry.
Come on, man. All right, let's move on.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Brake, you're sweet-o.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Fuck Trump.
You've been waiting all week to say that, haven't you?
Yes.
All week, yeah. It's sad the way he went out, Brake. Or actually, it's sad for him.
Sad
but
he didn't go out in handcuffs.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Do we play a sad violin for Trump?
Yeah, no. Freak, I think the reason I didn't send it to you because I couldn't find the address and I didn't tell you. But yeah, okay, my sweetos, Trump is gone, so that's also Breaks. No, I think it was funny the way he left, Brake, because like he invited like a bunch of people and a lot of them declined, and
yes,
you know, and it was a plus five invitation. Like
all his rallies,
like even Pence went to Biden's.
Yeah, Pence went to the inauguration. I thought it was real funny. Like it was just
the pictures of his kids crying. Like that brought tears of joy to my eyes. No, not tears, just from smiling on my face. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Good.
I find out how much my raise was, and it starts on Monday, Freak 5. That's awesome, Freak 5. Hopefully they gave you a ton more. That's good. Anytime the little guys can get more money. Yeah. $350. Break, anything else on your sweetos?
Actually, I did have another one. I can't remember what it was. I'm just so happy about the, you know, these fucking gone. Like, I didn't – you know, I didn't vote for Biden because I love Biden. You know, Biden definitely has a lot of problems, and you know, we're gonna see. Like I've complained a billion times about executive orders, and you know, the first thing he does is make like 10 executive orders. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, 17, and it's all basically a reverse all of Trump's backwards push.
Yeah.
Well, just I was talking about the first day, but yeah, I mean, but yeah, that was a lot of just reversing Trump stuff. I like the. I like that Trump did the absolute predictable thing on his way out the door, reversed one of his orders that was, you know, one of his good orders.
Yeah.
That people can't go making money off of, what was it? You can't make money off of.
I don't know which one you're referring to, man. Otherwise,
it was something like anti-politician. It was like actually a good rule.
Oh, corruption type shit.
Yeah. He passed it at the beginning like it was an executive order, and on his way out the door, he like unexecutive ordered it.
Of course, man. Of course. Let's see. Freak says, I got a bonus check on Tuesday and another bonus check today. That's awesome. All the Bernie memes are great, too. I agree with you, Freak 5. My favorite was the Pence one with the fly. Remember it? Pence had that fly? They did a picture of Bernie on Pence's head, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah, I get bonus checks. I get gift cards at the end of the year.
Wow, this is something that's really special. I can't emphasize this. The Freak said
$25 gift cards for Giant Eagle, yay.
Yeah,
that's weak, dude. That is totally weak.
Freak says, we got our last mortgage statement, and they thought it would take us until 2035 to pay off our mortgage. That is...
I don't know. Things might change once they've got all the expansion built, and they don't have to worry about spending more money on the budget for that year. Yeah.
Freak 5, special congratulations to you, man. That's a huge accomplishment. His house is now paid for, so he could get a job at 7-Eleven now and still keep his house, because all you got to worry about is property taxes and insurance, man. That's fantastic, Freak 5. Congrats to you and Mrs. Freak, because that's a hell of an accomplishment, man. That's really great. Freak says, I got home from work today. My wife had a bottle of peanut butter whiskey for me. Wow, that's awesome. I'm not going to read the rest of that.
That's a very good idea.
Okay. Let's see. Break, did you have any more?
No, I can't think of it. I know I had something else, but I don't know.
Yep. All right, Eric. You?
Beating Demon Hatred, legitly, I guess, is my sweet.
I mean, that's awesome, man. You did good on that, Eric. That boss in particular.
I wanted to record the entire fight, but they won't let me upload something that long.
Yeah, I know, man. You can't.
So I had to cut it down to like 2 minutes.
Yeah. No, it was fine, man. I enjoyed that little snippet, man. It was pretty special, man. I know.
I found my other sweeto. The Proud Boys and all those other chicken shit bitches like saw the military and stayed the fuck home.
Yeah.
And that picture of that guy, that one protester in New York, is fantastic.
Oh, they were upset that Trump didn't help them, man. They were all expecting pardons and
yes,
you know.
That was like the queue is in disarray right now. Yeah. Obviously, there are some people that are deep into the conspiracy, and I know I've met some fucking people with weird ass ideas. So yeah, but there are some people that are kind of waking up, like, oh my god, they've lied to us. It was a lie.
Trump lied?
No,
really?
Fucking shit, you morons.
30,000 lies later, and they're just waking up to this reality, man. So funny. Yep. I kind of agree with Freak 5, though. I think the Republican Party, as it stands now, is kind of done, man. There's, like, nothing left for them. Like, if they're damned if they do, damned if they don't, because if they convict Trump, then he's out of the party and it's back to business as normal, which is not working for them, obviously. But if they don't, then they got a big Trump problem going forward, you know, with a third party maybe and, you know, stuff. Yeah, I saw this too. Freak Bite says, LOL, Joe Exotic rented a limo thinking he would get a pardon.
That's such a stage name, Exotic.
Yeah, yeah, it
is. I've never seen that show. I know everybody else on the planet
It's
has.
Good, man. It's good, but almost everybody in it's a fucking loser, man. I felt bad for, like, almost everybody in that show, how horrible most of them are. They're just worthless, almost all of them. Yeah, it's a train wreck. That show's a train wreck. Break. You should watch it. It's not that long. It's you know. But there's, I mean, there's so much. I mean, there's so many twists and turns in that whole fucking. I don't even know what they call that. Tiger King, I think, is what they call it. Okay. It's interesting, man. It's interesting. It's.
Maybe I'll get to it one day.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move. Oh, let's see. Eric. Did you do your sweeto?
I already mentioned it.
Yeah. Okay. Mine was the Resident Evil 8 demo. I thought it was fantastic, even though it was too short. No combat, but it was a visual showcase, and it was very, very impressive. Easy demo to go through, and you know, props to those guys for putting together that beautiful piece of whatever. But it's good. It's good, man. Capcom's doing Resident Evil right. So let's see. Freak Fight said, I almost felt bad for Joe Exotic's campaign manager. But he had to have seen that he should have left before he did. Yeah, I agree, Freak Five. Like, there's a couple of people where you're like, you almost feel bad for them, but then you realize what they were doing, and it's like
they're sticking with them.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just like Trump's staff.
Yep.
Like, we're supposed to feel bad for any of those people. No, they've stuck with them.
Yeah, well, exactly.
They thought they could. It would be better if they were there to curtail his worst behaviors and stuff like that.
Fuck off with that nonsense.
Yeah. Man. Okay. Sure. Yeah, whatever.
No.
Chose to stay working for Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, guys, here it is. It's a free for all. It's a free for all. Wow! All right, guys, we are down to the final 8 of our tournament this month, and it comes down to, I don't even want to say them all, but basically, next week we'll crown a champion, but we're going to come to the final 4 today. And why don't we get started with our 80s TV theme battle. And the first matchup we got for you guys, and I'll start with Eric. We got Golden Girls going up against the A-Team. Do you need any if you guys need any reminders, we got a little bit of time. So if you need me to...
I still going with Golden Girls.
Ooh, I'm gonna go
with the A-Team.
I like the positive message of the song of the Golden Girls theme.
Oh, okay.
The A-Team theme sets up the show. They tell you exactly what you're watching, what these people are, and it's a catchy theme to add on top of the description of what's going on. Yeah.
Okay, since I'm the deciding vote on this, I got to listen to them both again because they're both strong themes. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made it this far. So let's I know what the Golden... Let's do the A-Team one first. A-Team theme. Let's do that first. Let's see what comes up here. And let's listen to the theme. This is the intro. We can listen to this, I think. Here we go. There's a commercial, so I'm bullshitting until the commercial's over, and I hit skip ad, and here we go.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These
they don't
men
need
promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still
ruled
by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
That's where it ended, and then it goes to music.
Yep. Jesus Christ, that's really strong, man. I'm not going to lie, that's really, really strong. Now, here...
What's the show about mercenaries versus a show about little ladies?
Yeah.
This is the themes. So.
We're going by themes. If we're going by shows, I might pick A-Team, actually. But let's do Golden Girls... theme. I know what it is, but let's listen to a little bit of this. If I can get it here. Jesus Christ, man. Here we go. It's hard sometimes to find these like in their purest form because they always have this like bullshit at the beginning of commercials. Here we go.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back.
Okay. Break. You want a little more break? You want a little more? Okay, sure.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Okay. Both really strong themes. I like them both, but here's the deciding factor for me since I'm the deciding factor on this particular matchup. I'm going to go with A-Team, and I'll tell you why.
Nice.
Because my ex loved the Golden Girls, and we're going to go with the A-Team. So there you go. let's see. Lol, I think that Cartman...
Spiteful voting.
It is. It's a very spiteful. I think that Cartman gif fits for Frank's reaction to them. Oh, you know what? How dare you? Just for that, Freak Five? greatest theme of all time, in my opinion, that got defeated last week because, you know, reasons that I won't get into. But anyways, the next matchup we got, I'll go first on this one, guys. We got Knight Rider versus Full House. I can't stand Full House. I've been voting against Full House all the way through, but you guys seem to like it a lot. Therefore, it goes...
I'm going with Knight Rider for this one, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, I guess. Eric, why don't you wait your turn, dude? I was going first on this one. Okay, I'll make it interesting. I'll pick Full House then. And now it's up to Breakman, even though I can't stand Full House.
Squirrel. It's entertaining. wow, Full House is a good theme.
Terrible.
It's a world-renowned show that's loved, and the first thing that people hear is the Hills of Fame, and you know they like it. I don't know where that came from. That my mouth must be dry or something. I need some water. but I said before, Knight Rider is it's probably the best song on here. I think
I would agree too, but Eric forced my vote. Man, I would have voted. It would have been unanimous, but no. Okay.
He wouldn't let you finish.
He wouldn't let me finish, so guess what? Well, anyways, Knight Rider moves on.
Well, if I let you finish, you would have kept going on and on.
How dare you, Eric? How dare you, son of a bitch? Okay, tough guy, Eric. You better get this one right. Airwolf versus Fall Guy. You go first, Eric.
Airwolf.
I think this is going to be unanimous as much as I like Fall Guy. What do you say, Break?
Much like the Fall Guy, Airwolf is too strong.
Airwolf is really strong, man. I fully expected that. Okay, last match. Oh, can you guys want to listen to a little Airwolf?
Yes.
While we're waiting, I mean, we might as well, right? I mean, since we,
where the fuck are they? Since we're moving on, baby, we gotta listen to them.
Okay, let's see. Let's listen to a little Airwolf. Little Airwolf theme, if minus the commercials, but let's see if we can do that. Let's see if we can get a little Airwolf in here. I don't want the extended version. I want just the bullshit intro version, man. Come on.
I always see now that we've helped people cut everything.
What's that?
I always see extended versions of everything on YouTube before anything else. Man.
It's like weird. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Woo! Yeah, that's pretty good, Break. That's really good. Keep going. So good, man. So good. Even with the harmonica, you didn't ruin it, Break. So there you go.
Thank you.
Freak says...
That's the compliment I've ever had. I didn't ruin it. All right.
The current D&D game I've been playing in has had some amusing moments. Playing a gnome barbarian. I played a gnome barbarian at one time, Freak 5. That's a good... good little thing to do. And took a feat that lets me use two cantrips and one for... See, that doesn't jive with barbarians, though, using magic, man. You should know better. And one first-level spell. I've been having fun with the prestidigation. However you say that, as one of my cantrips. That's cool, Freak 5. But still, barbarians shouldn't be using magic. You know the whole Conan.
Isn't there another way of saying that word?
What? I know. This week we killed a bunch of pirates on a flying boat. I cut off the captain's hook hand, lifted it above my head, and used prestidigitation to make the sound like what happens when Link finds an item and lifts it above his head. That's awesome, man. That's pretty good, man. All right. Last matchup for this week, guys. Mr. Belvedere versus Cheers. Do you guys need let's start with Breakman first. If you need to hear him, I can play him.
I don't need to hear him, but you should play him.
Okay, let's start with which I start with Cheers?
Mr. Belvedere.
Okay, Mr. Belvedere. Mr. Belvedere. Okay, here's the theme song to Mr. Belvedere. Here we go. Here it is. If I don't get, here we go.
Streaks on the china, never mattered before. Who cares when you dropkicked your jacket as you came through the door?
Who cares?
No one glared, but sometimes things get...
so good, man. Such a good theme. All right, do you want to hear a little of the Cheers theme?
Yes.
Okay, here's the cheers.
Well, know where everybody knows my name.
Yep, where everybody knows your name. I don't want the full-length one. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with these people?
YouTube is conspiring against you.
They are. Motherfuckers. They should know better. Taking your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Hit it with that harmonica break. Little subdued.
Where the check is in the mail came from.
Subdued harmonica playing here. Let's listen a little more here. Up by its tail, and your third fiance didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Okay. God, this is really tough. Breakman, what are you picking?
As good as the Cheers theme is, it sounds like a commercial ad.
Hold on, Eric. Break. You're up.
This is hard. I love the Belvedere theme. The Cheers theme is just so iconic.
I know, man. Freak says he would go with Mr. Belvedere. I'll read his comment in a second. He says, fuck you, Frank. I'll tell you why in a minute.
I don't know. Like, they both start with this nice piano, and then they go into something different. Like, go into like the more of an upbeat kind of theme. Although it takes the Cheers a little bit longer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God. I don't know.
I already know what you guys are gonna pick. It's just gonna be what I.
I'm leaning. I guess I'm gonna go with Cheers.
Okay, Eric.
I'm going to go with Mr. Belvedere.
Ooh, I knew you were going to say that, and I knew I was going to be the deciding factor on this. It's really hard for me to break, man. I mean, it's like splitting hairs here.
If I was on a show, I'd go Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, I think Mr. Belvedere's a better show than Cheers, even though most people disagree with that. But Cheers is great, too.
Most people are wrong, but whatever. Cheers wasn't a bad show, don't get me wrong, but Mr. Belvedere was just a fantastic show.
I mean, I think we can all agree that...
Frasier's the better show than Cheers, so...
I think we can all agree that whoever wins this is going to go up against a juggernaut next week, but... as much as I like Mr. Belvedere, Cheers moves on. It's just an iconic, you know, just a good song in general.
Everybody knows your name.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody wants to feel like that, you know? It's and plus...
It is an upbeat, feel-good song. They both are, but there's this more... more of a, like, hope with Cheers song.
Yeah, right yeah. It's like a little more uplifting, not old-timey 20s type, you know? Although I do, man, that's a great theme
I do
song.
Love the Belvedere theme. Like, all right. It's different from almost any other theme, just the way the guy sings.
Yeah, it got far, man. I mean, shit, ran up against some juggernauts, took them down, got all the way up to Cheers, and barely by the skin of its teeth lost. So we're down to our final four for next week, guys. Next week we will crown the champion. We'll have two rounds of action. A-Team going up against Knight Rider. That should be a hard one to pick. And Airwolf.
But what
versus...
if it ends up being Knight Rider versus Airwolf?
Oh man, we'll see. We'll see next
the
week.
The show will never end.
Oh man, that's going to be a debate and a half. I mean, honestly, I mean, I can't believe you guys like totally didn't you know pick this one to go move on.
Oh my God.
I mean, I can't believe... Start it over? You want me to start?
Yes, start over.
Okay, here we go. Here's the theme to Miami Vice. So good. Dude, the intro alone... The intro alone, like with the visuals on Miami Vice, is enough to put – that should have put that theme over the top, period, man. You guys are wrong. You guys are so wrong for voting.
I never criticized the theme. Like, I like the theme.
How
I don't
dare
know
you.
Why. I'm
all you guys – you guys all – you could have made it happen and you didn't. You could have made it happen. And you didn't. You reap what you sow, man. You guys reap what you sow. You guys are going to have to, like, deal with this shit.
Airwolf.
How dare you? How... Laughers. God, that's so good, man. So good. And you guys ruined it. How dare you guys? Let me read what Freak 5 says real quick before we leave. Fuck you, Frank. Barbarians can use magic when they aren't raging. Yeah, but that kind of... Oh, God, man. I understand what you're saying.
It's low-level magic, though, Frank. I think you're... Like, I get where you're going, but that's, like, the old school of thinking. Like...
How dare you? How dare you?
Barbarians now, they can use magic.
How dare you defend Freak 5? What's wrong with you? We're supposed to be against Freak 5 on this show. Don't you understand that, Brick? Come on, man. My other cantrip...
No, I thought it was just you, Frank.
How dare you, Eric? How dare you? My other cantrip gives me a ranged attack... that I use until I'm in melee. When I'm in melee, I rage and can't use spells anymore. How dare you, Freak 5? You're wrong, man. You're just wrong. And just for that, just for how wrong Freak... You know what? Freak 5 caused this. Blame Freak 5. Philip Michael Thomas and Don
you
Johnson.
You sound like a Republican, like just... You sound like a politician. Let's just blame the other guy for your blatant bad behavior.
Breakman, how dare you? And just for that? Son of a bitch. God damn it. You know, you guys suck, man. I can't believe you voted against... Well, of course it did go up against Knight Rider, so I guess I can kind of understand. But still... It's one of the greatest themes of all time. And where's Wyland where I need him so I could kick him too? Son of a bitch, Wyland didn't show up today. He knew he was going to get it. Anyways, our final four are set, guys. What do you think? We got Cheers going up against Airwolf. Pretty sure we know what's going to happen there. And A-Team versus Knight Rider.
Oh, God. Oh, that one's hard.
That one right there in particular is going to be really tough, ooh, man. How dare you, Freak 5? Only I have the power of exile on this show. Son of a bitch. Maybe sometimes Eric can break. But not to me, because, you know, that's just how it is. But Airwolf and Cheers and A-Team versus Knight Rider. If you had to bet right now, Eric, who would you think?
I'd vote for... Airwolf.
Oh, all right. What about you, Break?
Oh, I'm going to go Knight Rider.
Ooh. I guess you guys are going to have to find out what I think next week, aren't you? Because I don't want to break the tie here. So there you go.
So it's not one of the other two, huh?
Nope, it's one of... No, you might be surprised. You just might be surprised. Of course, you guys have Beetle power.
No, Frank, you cannot add Miami Vice back in.
Oh my God! They just showed up! And they're taking over one of the spots next week. This special rules. So you might. You just might. Just might.
Wait, what are you guys talking about? We cheered for Miami Vice last week.
That's right. No, we brought it back. We have. What do they call that? Like on the X Factor or whatever, where like you have like a golden ticket or something. Miami Vice gets a golden ticket, damn it. Rose or whatever the fuck.
You got a save. They gave you a save.
Yeah, a save or whatever Trump did on fucking Apprentice or whatever. I don't even know what he did on that show. How dare you guys, man? Besmirch the Miami Vice theme. How dare you, man? Don Johnson's clothes alone could have put that theme over the top, man. Son of a bitches. Okay, that's all we got time for this week, guys. Frank Trump, how dare you, Freak 5, adds Miami Vice back to the bracket. We should do that. You know what we should do? We should each have like a golden ticket, and we bring back like one or two themes or, you know, two participants at the very end, and then those have a mini bracket, and then they go up against the champion to see who wins. We should do that. That'd be kind of fun. Nice little twist. Yeah. All right. Next week, we will determine the greatest 80s TV show theme of all time. And we will have up for debate what our next little tourney should be. So you guys need to think about that. All right. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, what you got?
You can follow me at Break_ on Twitter and at RV Grinders on Twitter. getting less and less banned. You know, I'm getting more. I'm still getting slapped and stuff because, you know, I can't help myself. Like,
I know. I noticed that, man. I think I tried to reply to you one time and it was like some weird thing, man. But nothing you've said. It's all been pretty benign, man. It's so stupid, man. It's so dumb.
I can't help it sometimes.
I know.
I do like you fucking
piece of shit
face piece of shit like that. Yeah. That,
I called Marco Rubio a piece of shit one day and got like a shadow ban.
that's dumb.
Yeah. All right.
That's like calling a chair a seat.
I know, man. So stupid. You know who might be going up against Marco Rubio for a Senate seat? Ivanka Trump.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That would be so hilarious, man. She kicks his ass.
The most loyal people always get thrown under the bus. Like, do these idiots not learn anything from history? The tyrants always punish their most loyal.
Right, right.
Like Henry VIII, his most loyal guy, he chopped his head off because he didn't supply him with a wife that could give him a boy. Even though it's, you know, obviously nothing that he did.
Right, there's right. Nothing that he could have possibly done. It's so dumb, man. You're right, man. You said it in a nutshell, man. Trump's the same way, man. Tyrant city. All right, what else you got, Break?
I think it's funny when he eats it when they eat their own, you know.
Exactly. All right, Eric, you're up next.
All right, you can find reviews I've written on BostonBestBrigade.com, and while it's still available, I don't know what the status of that is yet, but there's also TotallyGN.com, and I'm actually thinking about doing audio reviews on this show and then saving as a separate recordings on an RSS feed.
Yeah, why not, man? Why not?
And if you like any of that and you want to support me, there's my Patreon, which is the link to my Patreon is on Twitter at ErkRPG. Sending me a little dollar would help me.
Yeah, send him more than $1, man. Don't be cheap. Send Eric like boatloads of money. He does really good written reviews, and obviously he's on this show, does all the news stuff, and does in-depth reviews. So send him money. Send Eric money, damn it. What else, Eric? What else you got?
That's really it.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches and tell me that Miami Vice is one of the greatest themes, if not the greatest theme of all time. And tell me if you want to me to bring Miami Vice theme back for, I don't know, like a golden ticket type scenario for next week. It's not going to happen. We already
the
decided.
Desperation.
How dare you, man? Hey, if you got the backing of the public, man, you know, and say I got to do what the public tells me.
Right. Blame the public.
All right. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. We'll get you there. I think I'm RP Grinders on every single system. Including the PS5, the Xbox, I don't even know what they call them, Xbox One, I believe, and the Switch. So, yeah, that's where you can find me. Go watch Miami Vice. Great show. Anything else, gentlemen?
No.
Let's see, Eric.
Other than continue to wash your hands and wear a mask.
Eric does more work than Frank or Break. How dare you, sir? How dare you? We equally work as hard on this show. Except for maybe Break, you know, but that's just, you know, just saying.
Break does all the streaming stuff. I do all the content. Break does all the jokes.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare... What am I, chopped liver here, Eric? Jesus Christ. The people should give Eric money. I did. Yeah, Freak did. Be like Freak. Give Eric money. Give Eric all the monies. Okay, what else, guys? I think that's about it. You guys have anything else? Nothing? Crickets?
Continue to stay safe, I guess.
Yep. Stay safe this weekend. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Oh, go ahead.
Ding dong. The witch is dead. Wicked witch. Fucking Trump. He's fucked. Oh, wait. He's not dead.
Yeah.
Damn it. Never mind.
That's coming. Probably within the next 4 or 5 years, the rate he keeps eating. So, you know. He ain't no 238 fucking pounds either.
I was just thinking that earlier, like in the week, like what is McDonald's gonna do now? That McDonald's in Washington's probably gonna go out of business.
Probably, man. They'll lose half of their business right then and there, man.
He was half their business.
Wash your junk, Freak Five says. Okay, everybody, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Oh, shit. Wrong theme. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. Oh. I hit the wrong theme, man. Here's the right one. Here's the right one right here. Hold on. Oh, shit, man. That one's... That's also labeled as RP Grinders outro. Hold on. God damn it, man. Why are these all labeled?
Time.
These are all...
I get the idea that like this is like your ringtone, your... you've set this up as like your voicemail.
He listens to it before he goes to bed.
I can neither confirm or deny that this is my ringtone.
It's a long song.
Yeah, I can get you out of bed.
Hey, Edward James Olmos was in this show. God damn, this show's good. Oh, that's so good. Okay. Right, later, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Later. Miami Vice.
I can't think of anything.